This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I sound lovely right now. I really love this. Joining me again from the palatial digs that are his in Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's you and I are nearly the same age. I don't know. How old are you?
I'm 62.
Oh, you're a little older than me. Okay, so we are nearly the same age.
Yeah.
So we get the same references. So we have this article about stopping the signal. And this pertains to the fact that the ATF thinks they can actually control guns in the era of 3D printing.
Yeah, that's not really going too well for them. As we're finding out more and more, this is a story we've been following for years since outfits in China like Wish.com started shipping quote-unquote solvent traps and Glock switches over here. But now that 3D printers are readily available, you can buy a great one for about $250 or $300 and download plans for all kinds of things. On the internet, anybody can turn out pretty much anything they want, including full auto Glock switches. I don't think that the architects of the National Firearms Act 1934 envisioned anything like that. I'm sure that whoever the great minds were in Congress in the 1986 gun control bill, weren't thinking of that when they outlawed machine guns. But, as the ATF is finding out, and we've seen stories coming out of Houston, Chicago, now Fort Worth, these things are being cranked out by the dozen, literally. This story details, an undercover ATF agent, contacted one of the suspects and arranged purchase 33 conversion devices, that's 33 Glock switches, and a 3D printed AR-15 style rifle. The suspect bragged to the agent he could produce about 400 switches per day on his two 3D printers that he had set up at his apartment. And this guy was dumb enough to invite the ATF agent over and show him these printers. And the ATF eventually seized over 650 Glock switches. But the point is, if your average numbskull who tries to deal in these things and selling these things on the street, I don't know how much, I'm guessing at least $100 or $200 a pop, if your average numbskull can turn these things out, anybody can do it, and you can bet that anybody is doing it. And all this means is that the prohibitions on full auto firearms is becoming more and more laughable by the day.
Right. So here's my question about this. This had to in order for them to make this bust, they had to have some human intelligence feeding them some information to where they could figure out where to go and what to do, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they had a confidential informer who said, hey, you know, I know where you can buy Glock switches.
Now, the numbskull part of them is the boisterous part of them where they're talking all this nonsense and everything. Somebody really intent on putting these things out there could do it quite, very quietly, couldn't he? I mean, once they're printed, unless you leave it on a gun in a crime scene or get caught with it on a gun in a crime scene, nobody knows you got it. Is it illegal to own it outright? Is it just illegal to have that, just to have it in the palm of your hand with no gun, even if you don't own a gun?
Well, to be clear, if you go through all the proper steps, you can own a full auto Glock. You can own a full auto AR-15. But of course, you have to pay the $200 tax stamp. You have to go through the application process. You have to do all those things. If you have an SOT, you can print these things out all day.
Right.
For yourself. So these things, there are ways to earn, to own these things legally. Of course, any pre-1986 machine gun you can buy right now, as long as you have, you know, over five figures to pay for it. And again, go through this process with the ATF and pay your tax debt. But of course, the people that are doing this don't care about any of that. People on the street who are buying these things don't know about any of the laws covering it. And if they did, they wouldn't care anyway. They're just making money. And, as we saw, we printed a, ran a video, I think it was from Chicago, a bunch of obviously teenage kids, young teenage kids. They look like they were 14, 15 years tops, all pulling out their Glocks, all of which had full auto Glock switches on them.
Right.
These are apparently street kids or gang members. I'm not sure what their affiliation was, but these things are obviously now a status symbol and a must-have item for in certain urban cultures.
So how easy and hard are these things to get off of? Is it just changing out that back plate on the gun?
I believe so. I've never installed one myself.
Me either.
I've, you know, taken apart a Glock, and there aren't that many parts to it, and it can't be that difficult. I'm sure it's just popping out that back plate, making sure that the firing pin spring doesn't go flying away, as it has a tendency to do. And then installing the switch. Again, I'm guessing that there are plenty of instructions out there on the internet to download if you go looking for them.
Right. Well, I mean, once again, this just turns into one of these things where unless they have the, I wonder how much time they actually have to enforce law when they've got all these other things going on out there where they're trying to reclassify this and reclassify that. Now they're going to start worrying about pistol braces on the back of AR-15 pistols. We don't know. Do we know where that's going to go, that kind of thing? I don't know how they have time to enforce this.
I know. The word is that rule is going to come down before the end of the year, but we'll see, and that's going to be the immediate target of lawsuits as well. So I know there are a couple of organizations have lawsuits already teed up, ready to go as soon as that rule is published.
Well, I know when the I've heard about whistleblowers being pulled off of cases in the FBI, actual human trafficking and all this other stuff, in order to go after Trump and the January 6th nonsense, and I just wonder how much politicized stuff is actually taking place in the ATF, which is probably a stupid question to ask. It's all politicized. But anyway, before we go to the first break, this article is at the top of the page it is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. That's where you can go to get the latest on what's happening in the gun culture, good, bad, or indifferent, whether it's just a gun review or the latest political thing or the latest political victory. Or for new gun owners, especially new gun owners. That's a great place for you to go to start. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I'm speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And we have had another, is this a rampage shooting? What kind of a shooting is this in Colorado Springs?
This is still so new that we don't really know all the details. They just named the shooter this morning, last night about midnight. Colorado police got a call of a shooting at a gay nightclub called Club Q in Colorado Springs. They confirmed at the time 5 dead and 18 injured. And since they have named the shooter, somebody named Anderson Lee Aldrich, who was well known to police. He was involved in a bomb threat and standoff last year. And was charged at the time with felony menacing and kidnapping. Why he's out and loose, I don't know. I'm sure he doesn't have the legal right to own a firearm. I think I saw a report that he used a long gun of some kind during the shooting. But again, all the reports this early in these kinds of situations, or much of the reporting in these situations tends to be garbled, confused, wrong, sometimes slanted. So I don't think enough time has passed yet for us to know enough about this. Certainly not what his motivation was. Whether he hated homosexuals, whether he was a homosexual, whether he'd been thrown out for drinking from the bar that night. We don't know anything about that yet. So we shall see.
So I see what they say from the Associated Press. In a year in which anti-gay rhetoric has been amped up among extremists. What are they?
Yeah,
is that the leftist trope that they're pushing? Because that certainly is not the thing right now. Right now, it's quite fashionable, I thought, to be homosexexual or to be whatever, trisexual.
The Associated Press cannot manage to report a story like this without trying to draw in references to right wing rhetoric, violence, whatever. Never mind the fact that there's zero evidence of any of that being a factor in this case yet. If they can point finger blame at people with whom they disagree politically, they're going to do that. excuse me, it's just become a regular part of their reporting.
Sure.
And the people just have to read their reports, keeping that in mind.
Well, it's a military town, which one thing I find about military towns, and this is what I, here's where my question comes up. In a military town, you have all kinds of personalities. It is quite the melting pot in a military town.
Always.
Because they want the city. The city is going to benefit from the military captive consumer. And a lot of things come out and pop out based upon... based upon that military community, because I would love to know how many people of that 480,000 they have. That's the U.S. Air Force Academy. They may not get any benefit from that now that I see that. But did they have any security in this place at all?
Too early. Don't know. This is going to be treated like the Pulse nightclub shooting, I'm sure. Apparently, the police didn't wait 3 hours to go in like they did the shooter, as they did at the Pulse nightclub. The shooter was injured. Apparently, he was attacked by people in the club, which is a good thing. We don't know if anybody shot him, whether they he's beaten. We know he was hospitalized and being treated. This morning, according to the latest press release from local authorities, so he was stopped by the people there.
I believe before
police arrived.
Yeah, I've seen a statistic where even when they're unarmed, if people fight back 60% of the time, they beat the killer. They
right, because they usually they over usually overwhelm us.
Yeah.
You know, this is a crowded club, took a lot of people. And whether he wounded some of the people that resisted or not, we don't know, but apparently I'm sure that whoever was brave enough to go after him saved lives.
Well, I mean, comparing it to the Pulse nightclub, I mean, the Pulse nightclub had 49 people die. And I mean,
far different. And again, Pulse waited 3 hours while people bled out inside before they went in after the shooter. So completely different situation. That apparently is, it doesn't seem, at least from initial reports, that that's at all what happened here.
Well, I mean, I think that's good on the club goers that they fought this guy back. They did. I mean, normally with an armed person, the average loss of life is what, 2.5, 3.5 if an armed person is there, when a rampage shooter starts. And unarmed people, which I presume, I don't know the laws in Colorado. I don't know the can you carry a gun into a nightclub?
I don't know. Don't know whether you can carry into a place that serves alcohol or not. Don't know the laws there. I do know that they have magazine capacity limits. He shot at least 23 people. Don't know. He had one gun, two guns, two handguns, an AR. I don't know what he used yet. Again, it's all too early. But
just
I'm sure
that
we will,
early. Just,
find out.
Just that early on the
and
the details. And this is the difference between me in 2012 and me now, where I'm not going to sit out here and do any sort of conjecture with it and try to guess. I did a lot of guessing during the Aurora shooting. I paid for that heavily.
it's never a good idea. No. And don't base anything you say off the initial media report.
Ever. Anyway, coming up on the next break, this is also on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. It's always thetruthaboutguns.com. And that's because Dan and his writers are always on it. Dan works 7 days a week. The only time he doesn't work is probably when he's sleeping. He's always, if he's in the air, he's working. If he's awake, he's probably working. But anyway, that's just because Dan is dedicated. I think you're very dedicated, Dan. It's quite the,
well, thank you.
It does me good just to be associated with you, because I keep hoping some of that'll rub off on me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal help is on the way to western New York after a major snowstorm. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration following the storm that dumped several feet of snow in the Buffalo area. Orchard Park, home to the Buffalo Bills Stadium, saw 77 inches of snow. A railroad labor union is rejecting a tentative agreement, which puts a strike once again on the table.
A national rail strike looks like it's getting closer to actually happening. SMART-TD has voted against the tentative tentative agreement, and it's one of the largest railroad labor unions. Two unions, including the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, are set to strike on December 5th, but that is subject to change. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden took part in the 75th annual turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House on Monday. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I keep asking, and now we're going to get the answer. We have the answer right now. And joining me to give you the answer is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That being Dan Zimmerman. Finally, Dan, finally, somebody has gotten out there and said, if we only had these four laws, these four gun control laws, that would reduce gun violence, or could reduce. Wait a minute. I thought there was. How is it? How can they be that definitive about 28% when they say could? Where? Okay.
They can't.
Okay.
No, they can't. They have no idea what this would do. So they're constructing this for the maximum possible number of headlines and confusion.
Tell me about this. I want to know. This is apparently from another bunch of academics, right?
Yeah, we have experts involved here, though.
Oh,
these are we have academics. These are people of science, and we have to trust the science, of course. This is an article that was written by researchers at the Tufts University School of Medicine, along with a relatively new operation called 97%, which they describe themselves as bringing gun owners directly into conversation about gun safety, creating spaces where both gun owners and non-gun owners can have an honest, civil discussion about ways to reduce gun violence while respecting the Second Amendment. Well, their idea of respecting the Second Amendment, which they claim could reduce quote unquote gun violence by 28%, and how they would arrive at that exact number, is anybody's guess. They want to do a few things. They want violent misdemeanor laws. In other words, they want to ban gun ownership for people who commit violent misdemeanors, because making people who commit felonies prohibited persons isn't enough. They want universal background checks, naturally. They want gun permitting laws. So think about firearm owner ID cards, like as we have in Illinois, and as people they're about to have in Oregon and places like that. They want you to get a permit in order to buy a gun, because the background check that you undergo when you buy a handgun or a gun isn't enough. You need to undergo another one that's run by the state and local authorities.
Well, I mean, the way they would describe this one, it makes it sound like you have to have a permit just to have it in your hand.
Well, basically you do, because if you want to own a gun, you have to have a permit to own the gun.
And if you want to loan a gun, you've got to have a permit to be able to loan it to the guy. The guy that's going to borrow it has to have a permit.
Correct. In effect, what they want to do is they want to set up as many hurdles to lawful gun ownership as possible.
Such respect
now,
for the second.
We've got these in a number of jurisdictions around the country already. We've got it in Illinois. We've got it in, I want to say, Connecticut, a couple other places as well. They do nothing. There's no evidence at all that these things do anything to reduce crime. And finally, of course, these experts want red flag laws, due process free gun confiscations, based on the word of an ex-spouse, or a relative, a neighbor who was angry at you, someone at work. We saw you browsing, looking for ammo on your work computer. Who knows why? They want these are the kinds of big brain ideas they've come up with that they are sure are going to reduce gun violence. They say we put a lot of due process clauses into the policy, into their red flag policy, to protect the rights of gun owners, make sure that the system isn't abused. The gun owner would have the right to a hearing, and when the order is rescinded, they would get their guns back quickly. In practice, that, of course, is a lie. The gun owner only has a right to a hearing in where there are red flag laws in place after their guns have been grabbed. They don't even find out about the hearing until after it's taken place and the order to confiscate their guns.
They don't even know somebody's coming.
Has already been given.
Right? They don't even know.
Exactly.
So, but they say this, the way they phrase this is interesting. And when the order is rescinded, it's almost like they know that it will be rescinded.
Well, I'm sure they hope that it will never be rescinded.
Of course.
But if they grab a gun owner's firearms, and then the gun owner goes to the time and expense of responding and getting a lawyer and having a hearing and convincing a judge that he's not insane, he's not suicidal, and the order is rescinded, then they would get their guns back quickly. Well, that's a real relief after a month-long process where police are holding all your firearms.
I'm sitting here just thinking, all right, where do you think they get these percentages? It's almost like they made them up. 6% suicides. They're going to get rid of 6% of the gun related suicides. Now, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, because I know my first producer ever killed himself a few years back, and he tried to kill himself the first time by driving a car into a tree, and that didn't work. It injured him really badly, but it didn't work. And then he shot himself and killed himself. People who decide to commit suicide, this is their first moment where they've been out there and actually have peace of mind, Because whatever's going on in their life to where they feel like they just don't want to live anymore, they're looking for a solution, and they find it. And no, you don't reduce suicide by doing something like this. Shouldn't we be looking for ways to reduce suicide, not just by gun-related suicide?
Yes. Again, we bring this up repeatedly, but there are countries that have much stiffer, much more stringent gun control laws than we do. Places like Japan, where the suicide rates are 2-3 times as high as we have here. And it's virtually impossible to get a firearm. People in Japan find lots of ways to kill themselves without firearms. People in the United States can do exactly the same thing. And if they are suicidal, the lack of a firearm isn't going to change their mind. There are too many ways to do it if somebody is bound and determined to do that.
In Japan, you'd have to ban forests and shoestrings because, you know, they...
Forest, shoestrings, rope, cars in...
Subways, trains.
Garages.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so, sleeping pills. Too many ways to do it.
There's a lot of things that lead up to that. The homicide thing, I mean, they've got a better chance of going, you know, they should take Black Lives Matter and stick them out there in the middle of the inner city and let them preach there. That's where they should be preaching that. That's not going to solve anything. None of this stuff they say is going to solve anything. It just works against law-abiding gun owners. Coming up on the last break, this article, like all of the other provocative law articles that Mr. Zimmerman sticks out there, you can find this at thetruthaboutguns.com, the fastest breaking news portal you're going to find when it comes to the gun culture. When I say that, I mean everything about it. The hunting, the testing, the news, the politics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. I have used TheTruthAboutGuns.com for a very long time as a resource. Everybody should, just because of the very timely articles get thrown up there every day. And then we have this, and this is really interesting in that it shows a big contrast. And I, you know, where the contrast comes, I don't know how much. There's a lot of things we could delve into in the deep dive, but somebody did a comparison between Iowa and Oregon, and what both of them had the Second Amendment on their mind. What do we find on this one?
Well, you're right. Both states had firearm related issues on their midterm election ballots. And the two states went in vastly different directions, which is pretty indicative of what the state of this country is, as we've got red states getting redder and blue states getting bluer. In Iowa, they had a measure to enshrine the right to keep and bear arms in their state constitution. They even went a little bit farther. They amended the Constitution, and they did it by a 65% vote. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The sovereign state of Iowa affirms and recognizes this right to be a fundamental individual right. Any and all restrictions of this right shall be subject to strict scrutiny. So that's about as strong a statement as you can make in your state constitution in order to make sure that the individual right to keep and bear arms is going to have to is going to be law of the state, and any attempts to limit that is going to have to pass a jump some very high hurdles.
Now, they passed Measure 114 in Oregon, which is going to be, first of all, it's basically an unfunded mandate to the law enforcement of Oregon, yeah?
Yeah, parts of it are. You're right. I mean, what in Iowa, where two-thirds of the of the voters approve this, approve the in strengthening the right to bear arms in Oregon, which has been going the other way on gun rights for years now, even in deep, deep blue Oregon, they passed this gun control measure by the slimmest of margins, 50.7%. But it did pass. It's a mess. And a lot of the aspects of it, including safe storage laws and magazine capacity limits, are they're going to be tested in court. I think we're up to five or six county sheriffs already said they will not enforce the magazine capacity limits. In a post-Bruin world, many of the aspects of this law are not going to stand up to scrutiny.
Right.
But that's going to have to be adjudicated, and so that will take time. Hopefully they can get an injunction to prevent enforcement of the aspects of 114 until this is all heard by the courts, but we shall see.
Well, I mean, I just saw, and I know this is going off of the reservation a little bit, but I just saw where the student loan forgiveness program had been bailed out, or it had been stopped, rather, not bailed out, but had been stopped by a judge. And in his decision, he said, "I'm aware of the divisiveness in this country." Now, I'm going to presume that the Supreme Court is the same way, but surely in these things that are being challenged now, with all of these things that are being challenged now, that have been found to be unconstitutional, what are these states thinking? And when a sheriff, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, I'm just curious, if a sheriff says, "Oh, you guys have passed the law, well, I'm not going to enforce it," then what happens then? Can they roll in and say, "Oh, so you're not enforcing the law, Sheriff? Well, you are deposed." What can they do?
I don't know what the laws are in Oregon. I don't know if the governor can remove a county sheriff for failure to uphold the law in that county or not. And I don't know whether the governor there would presume to try something like that. But these are really onerous requirements under 114. We're talking about, of course, universal background checks, including private transfers. There's gun owner licensing. There are extra fees, for gun owners. And they're going to have to, gun owners will have to take a hands-on firearm training and demonstrate proficiency in order to obtain a gun ownership license. And these things are costly, so they're regressive. That means that people at the bottom end of the income scale are going to have a very difficult time complying with it. But, you said you wonder what these people think. That's exactly what they think. They know that that's going to be the result of this. They're hoping that, they throw enough of this up against the wall. Some of it will stick, and any amount of it that does stick that reduces the overall number of people who can afford to own a firearm and protect themselves and their families, in their eyes, that's a net plus.
I sit here and I look at this, and it just, This is one of these cases like in Portland where they're basically shooting themselves in both feet because all of this is targeted at the law abiding, right? They know the criminals aren't going to do this. I've heard some people say that.
Of course. That's always the case. The criminals don't obey any of this. They can get standard capacity magazines, all the time, on the street, anywhere. They can get them outside the state. They can drive over the state line and get them in Nevada or someplace like that. No, these laws will, of course, affect anyone other than law abiding. They're the only people who will comply with any of this. They're the only people who will pay the money. They're the only people who will jump through the hoops in order to not violate the law. And the people who are violating the law now and causing all the problems and prompting law-abiding people to want to buy and own firearms, they're not going to care about any of this. So, but that's always been the case, of course.
Right. Well, we'll see. I guess we'll see. We'll see. And I'm sure that's close enough to Alan Gottlieb to where he's probably already got some stuff coming up. I know that they just had a high school shooting where they're trying to have in Seattle. Am I right about that?
Yes.
And the students are trying to be like Parkland students and to get out there and leave out some, throw some demands out there. And these leftist things they want, right? It just makes me scratch my head because they may as well say, we want the letter M stricken from the English language.
Yeah, it's fuzzy utopian idealism. It's a race to the bottom. They want to be more restrictive in Oregon than they are in California, or they are in New Jersey.
California,
exactly.
Yeah.
But now, we have Bruin on our side, so the hurdles for these laws are much higher and much more difficult to clear.
Listen, we've run out of time. Once again, as always, it is a pleasure to host you, sir. It is good to have you on the show because of just all the stuff that you handle and all the stuff that you oversee getting out to the public. So it's very, very good for me to have you join me. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.